for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, May the 21st, 2015. Carla Butard is the speaker of this service, teaching on Things That Unclog Our Well. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Exodus 20:12 says, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. Ephesians 6:2, Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. So let's repent. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me for all the times I cursed my mother and father. Forgive me for every time I disobeyed them. Forgive me for all the times I've disobeyed you. Forgive me for each time I failed to honor them and spoke to them with contemptuous language. And for every time I was rude and disrespectful and treated them disgracefully. Forgive me for all the ways I have behaved that caused them to be afflicted in their body, their soul, their spirit, or their emotion, their reputation, their finances, for all the times I caused them shame and emotional pain. I forgive my mom and dad for all the times they failed me, hurt me, disappointed me, wounded my spirit, or caused me to feel unloved or unwanted. I now break the curse of death and the death sentence that came upon me through disobeying and not honoring my parents. And I command out of me every spirit that came in through those sins. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Death, get out of me. And I give leave to every familiar spirit that came with them in Jesus' name. Go. Father, I thank you that because of your shed blood, I can confess my sin. And you are faithful to forgive my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I bless my mom and dad and ask you, Father, to bless them and to restore to them all that the enemy stole from them through me. I ask that you restore to me all that the enemy stole from me through my cooperation with him. I also ask you to forgive me for all the hurt and destruction I have caused in the lives of others. And I ask you to send your Holy Spirit and ministering angels to them all and work forgiveness toward me in their heart. I am truly sorry for all the heartache I have caused to those who love me. And Father, I ask for a new beginning. I ask you to come live your life in and through me. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Ghost and power so that I can successfully live the life you intended me to have. Amen. Okay. The next subject that can bring a curse of death on a person is adultery. Leviticus 20:10. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Can you imagine how many of us have this curse working in our lives that have never connected the dots from problems arising from this curse? Let's look at some more scriptures talking about adultery. Matthew 5:27. I just love Matthew chapter 5. How many times Jesus said, ye have heard it that it was said of them by old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. You know, one of the definitions of the word repent, you know, John the Baptist came saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus, after his baptism, took up that message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And one of the definitions of the word repent means change your thinking. Do you know how hard it must have been for the people that were alive in that day, that all they had before Jesus came was the law, Moses' law? And then Jesus comes and says, ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, but I say unto you. I mean, he changed a bunch of stuff in Matthew chapter 5. Okay, this is not exclusively a man thing either. Women lust too. And so if women are looking upon a man with lust in their heart, they've also committed adultery in their heart. Now, as I said earlier about the abortion thing, this is not to condemn anybody, but this is something that needs to be dealt with in the church. Because we have made it so socially acceptable that it happens and there's no, it's just like putting icing on a cake, you know. You don't see the cake anymore. Okay? And I want to make this point about pornography. Men who have looked at pornography, and women too, that's not exclusively a man thing anymore, shockingly. But as they look at pornography, and most of the time they are participating physically. While they are watching and they have committed adultery in their hearts. And the danger of that is that when someone is participating in perversion again and again and again, there is a spirit called the spirit of the bride of Satan that will come and claim that one for himself. Many men who are, and women who are into pornography, would rather watch pornography and participate physically with it than enjoy the blessing of their husband or wife in their own bed. That is perversion. And it's widespread. Many women and men are suffering emotionally and physically because the marriage bed has been vacated for the pornography. So adultery is all wrapped up in this, and it needs to be broken. Also, Matthew 5:31, it says, it hath been said, whoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. Matthew 5:32, but I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Now, this is not my opinion. This is Jesus Christ saying this. And so this is a serious problem that has caused curses to come upon people. Even, you know, we know there is a curse of divorce. This can also bring curses on the family line. And so we want to deal with that. My marriage was broken at one time. We were as divorced as two people could be without a written paper. Only reason we were in the same house, I didn't have anywhere to go, and he didn't have anywhere to go. Which I thank God for now. You know, sometimes it's too easy if you have somewhere else to go. You just go. But there are also some acceptable conditions biblically for divorce. This is not to condemn anybody that's been divorced, especially if they were under acceptable biblical conditions. But I'm talking about, like my husband and I were, just unwilling to yield their broken marriage to God. Now, it came a point where it was either get divorced or get it right. And I just had to say, Lord, I don't want a divorce. But I had gone through depression. I had totally destroyed the marriage, our relationship. I didn't know. I mean, it would take God to fix it. And since I knew that, I went to God. I said, hey, God, marriage was your idea. And mine is broken. And I can't fix it. So if this is going to be fixed, you're going to have to do it because I can't. And do you know he did? One instruction upon another. And we'll be married 40 years this year. So, when the religious folk were trying to trick Jesus, in Matthew 19:3, the Pharisees came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and put her away? Jesus said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wife. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. So is divorce the unforgivable sin? No. But the curse of death that accompanies divorce needs to be broken. So, Father, and, you know, may not be you, but it could have been in your bloodline. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me, and I forgive my ancestors for hardening their heart and not coming to you for the healing of marriage. I ask you to forgive me for everything that I did that contributed to the divorce and that prevented reconciliation. I now bind the curse of death that comes with divorce. I break its power off my life. I break it off my seed and my seed seed forever. And I command every spirit that came in through divorce to go. And I give leave to every familiar spirit of divorce that came with it. Amen and amen. Yay. The next subject concerns incest. The definition of incest is the crime of cohabitation or sexual intercourse between persons related. Sex between members in the same family. Parents with children, grandparents with grandchildren, brothers with sisters, cousins with cousins, aunts and uncles with nieces and nephews, etc., etc. And the man that lies with his father's wife This is Leviticus 20, verse 11. Hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. That is a serious offense. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. For they have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Also of other incestuous relations. Leviticus 20:17. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. And they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing, he hath uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. So, we don't know about incest in our family line. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me if you have partaken in that. And I forgive my ancestors for the sin of incest. I bind and break the curse of death that came upon me from incest. I command every spirit that came into me through incest to leave me now. And I give leave to every familiar spirit that attached itself to me. Go in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and go. All spirits of incest, go in the name of Jesus. Go. All spirits of being violated, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command all the unclean spirits, spirits of perversion, go in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. And if, you know, a lot of times when those things happen, especially to children, they're very young, rape violates a person to the point that they lose the authority over their bodies, especially children. So if this was the case with you, I want to restore to you, Father, I ask you to restore to them the authority over their own body in the name of Jesus. So that when you say no, it means no. Not maybe. Okay? And soul ties need to be broken with anyone that you have committed incest with. So, Father, I break soul ties. And if you know that this has happened to you, name the person that hurt you. But in our ancestors' cases, we just want to break soul ties that, you know, could still be attached to us through that. I send back their soul and spirit to them. I call back my soul and spirit from them. Cleanse and sanctify with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind in Jesus' name. Now I command all mental confusion and insanity spirits to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of confusion, go. All mental illness, go. All insanity spirits, I break your power and command you to go in the name of Jesus. And all familiar spirits of the people that hurt you to go in Jesus' name. Okay, homosexuality is next. Leviticus 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Again, not my opinion, God's word. I'm just reading God's word to you. You know, all this business of if you teach or preach these things, it's a hate crime. No, I don't hate. I'm just reading to you what God says about it. So there's no mistaking it. No matter what the laws of man or government say concerning concerning homosexuality. God makes it very clear it is an abomination. And those who practice homosexuality bring a curse of death upon themselves, a death curse. If you call yourself a Christian, and a Christian means a follower of Christ, that word is being thrown around lightly as well. Well, I'm a Christian, but they're shacking up. Or I'm a Christian, but I'm a lesbian. You know, Christian means a follower of Christ. If you're a Christian, your opinions will line up with God's.
Amen.
On every matter, every time, no exceptions. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for having anything to do with homosexuality. Even in experimentation. You know, not long ago there was a song that came out. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I thought, oh, let's just give girls, little girls, an idea to see what it's like, which opens a door for homosexual spirits to come in. Anyway, I now break soul ties with the name of any person or persons that you've done this with or our ancestors. I send back their soul and spirit to them. I call back my soul and spirit from them. Cleanse and sanctify with the blood of Jesus. And ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind. I break the curse of death that came upon me or my ancestors through the sin of homosexuality, and I command every spirit that came into me through homosexual acts to leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath. Out all spirits of homosexuality, even generationally inherited homosexual sins and curses, I break them now in the name of Jesus. I command all of those spirits to come out of your blood, all those perversion spirits, homosexual spirits, go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I give leave to the familiar spirits of homosexuality that are out here. There are spirits in you that need to be cast out, but there are also familiar spirits hanging around. It's like flies. You know, on garbage or a piece of meat. There's flies. That's how I see the familiar spirits. They're there. Now, you may not be practicing anymore, but you're still drawing homosexuals. Why? Because the familiar spirit of homosexuality has not been given leave. All those spirits of homosexuality go in the name of Jesus. Okay? The next one is a man who has sex with his wife and her mother. All three receive a death sentence and are to be burnt with fire until they die. That's a pretty serious. That would be awful to be burned to death. Leviticus 20, verse 14. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. Isn't it amazing that's how strongly God feels about these things? They were to be put to death. Now, when I teach children, I read the scripture that says you take a disobedient son out to the gates of the city and you stone him till he dies. Aren't you glad you're not living in the Old Testament? But you know what? That's how much God hates rebellion. That would be the law, that they would have to be stoned to death, and everybody standing around watching. Now, don't you know everybody watching is going to think twice before they be rebellious? See. So, Father, I ask that you would forgive me or my ancestors for the wickedness of having sex with their wife and her mother. And if you're a woman, with my daughter, with my husband and my daughter's husband. That happens too. And now I command every spirit that came into me through the act of wickedness to leave me. Go. Get out in Jesus' name. And I give leave to every familiar spirit that attached itself to me through that act. begun in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. More sexual matters in the family. Leviticus 20, verse 17. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. If a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. Did I already do that one? Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, the next one is, God addresses bestiality, something I can't even imagine. However, it seems to be going on since the beginning of time, and it's more prevalent than I ever imagined. I've mentioned this here before, but not long ago, I guess it's been maybe a year and a half ago, I was staying with my mother one weekend, and the news came on, and they reported the policeman stopped to investigate something mysterious. There was a truck out in the field. And so he goes, and in the truck is a man with no pants on. This is the way they reported it. The man in the truck had no pants on, and there was a traumatized dog in the back seat. And I was like, I am not believing my ears. And my mother said, what? What is that? I said, you heard it right, Mom. I said, listen, I'm telling you, we're coming. We're going to be seeing some things. Leviticus 20:15. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. God makes it very clear how he feels about these things. So, Father, I didn't know that this act. And, you know, I've heard these things when we moved to the country, that this is not uncommon in the country.
Amen.
With cats, with pigs, horses, I mean, and I've heard some things since then that I can't even believe it. But anyway, am I condemning anybody? No. But these things need to be dealt with. Or you have a death curse on you. So, Father, I didn't know that this act would bring a death curse upon me. You know, we would look at things differently if we knew, okay, you can do this, but it's going to bring a death curse upon you. Are you going to drop dead? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe you'll just develop an incurable disease. Or maybe, you know, all your relationships fall apart. Or maybe you just have poverty all the time. Or, you know, the list goes on. A death curse. And have a negative influence on every aspect of my life. I ask you to forgive me for having sex with an animal. In the name of Jesus, I break evil soul ties with each and every animal. And if you've done this, you need to get by yourself with God and name every animal, because let me tell you, the spirits of those animals can come in you. That's why we see people acting like chickens, dogs, you know, snakes, cats. It's endless. I send its soul and spirit back to it. And I call my soul and spirit back from it, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. And I ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind. Now I command every spirit that came into me or my ancestors through sex with animals to leave me now. And I give leave to the familiar spirit of that animal, whether it was a cow, sheep, dog, chicken, whatever. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. And take a deep breath. and go. Every animal spirit, I command you to come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Even those that came through generational curses of the ancestors. Animal spirits, you go. The spirit of the dog, the cat, the sheep, the chickens, the whatever it was, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, now the last thing in this list that brings the curse of death is found in verse 27. We talked earlier about people who consulted with familiar spirits. Those like the psychics, the palm readers, the card readers, all those things. And I want you to know, if in that same category, that a lot of magic that's being done today is just out and out witchcraft.
Yeah.
This is more than sleight of hand. They're practicing witchcraft and having their own TV show and fascinating and charming people with it. Okay, in verse 27 it says, a man also or a woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. So if you consulted familiar spirits and witches and all that, it said you would be cut off from your people. But this scripture is saying that if you are the one, if you are the palm reader or the wizard or the witch, you have a death curse. Now, you know, we look at witchcraft as, you know, the black pointy hat stirring a cauldron and that kind of thing. But like with the pornography, God showed me that is a high-level witchcraft. Pornography, high-level witchcraft. And if you're involved in a sexual relationship without the sanctity of marriage, you're involved yourself in witchcraft. Sex is one of the highest forms of witchcraft in the world. And they use it too. And they use it skillfully. And we know that it's happened all the time. We see preachers that fall to it. We see youth leaders fall to it. We see prophets fall to it. We see music leaders. We see it's all in the church, because the church really doesn't have a clue how much witchcraft there is in the church. They're there. I did a teaching on witchcraft, and I saw something I'd never seen before, but it's in Job chapter 1. It says, when the sons of God presented themselves to God, there was Satan. And God said, what are you doing here? He's not a son of God, you know. But that's how bold he is. In the Garden of Eden, when God was doing the work, where, you know, Satan was cast down to the earth. He had the whole earth. The earth's pretty big. He had the whole earth. But where did he show up? In the Garden of Eden, where God is doing the work. And that's where he will always show up. He wants to be there every meeting. Chapter 2 of Job. Again, the sons of God presented themselves, and Satan was among them. And God said, what are you doing here? Where'd you come from? I was from walking to and fro in the earth. Bold. Bold to show up where he isn't welcome. But many times he's right there doing his thing, and we don't have a clue. Exodus 22:18, God said, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's how strongly he feels about it. Deuteronomy 18:10, there shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire. We talked about that. The Moloch. Or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. Deuteronomy 18:11, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits. Let me tell you, there was a lady that I know. She and her husband pastor a church. They're not novices. Don't think you can ever be above the slight of Satan's devices We shouldn't be ignorant of his devices. There should have been a red flag, but let me tell you, they're very sly. There was an older man, grandfatherly, came into their church, became a member, a tither, invited them out to eat every once in a while after church. Let me take you out to dinner. His wife had died. He was lonely. Then he would call and, can I come over? Would y'all mind if I come over for a little while? They had him in their home. A little later, over a course of time, he befriended them. He wants to have them over for dinner. So they accepted the invitation, and she wanted to bring some things too, so she went to the house and said, well, you know, we'll get everything ready. And then when her husband got off work, he was coming right over. She was only there 10 or 15 minutes before her husband was to get there. And she was telling me the story. She was talking about somebody. She kept mentioning this name, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Who are you talking about? You're talking to me like I know who this is. I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't told you about so-and-so. I said, no. So she's telling me this story. So she goes over, and they prepared everything. They were just waiting on her husband. And he said, oh, listen, somebody sent me something on the DVD. I want to show it to you. So they went in the living room. She sat down, put her feet up on an ottoman with her shoes on. And he turned around to go put the DVD in the player. And she said, and I can't even tell you what happened to tell you what happened. But when I came to myself, he was on all fours in front of the ottoman. Now, this is going to sound ridiculous. I almost wrecked my car. Sucking my toes. I said, what? Did I hear you say, sucking your toes? She said, yes. She said, I can't even tell you how it happened. I jumped up and I got out of there faster, and that was the end of him. I said, I'll tell you what happened. He came in your church and seduced you and your husband, with all his niceties. And then he started courting. And then he had you in his house, and he put a spell on you. He charmed you so that you were like this. And then he was doing his thing. I said, you better be glad you weren't crawling out of the bed naked saying, what in the world just happened? Because that happens, people. It happens. We need to be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. A charmer or a consulter with familiar spirits, that's like the, you go, well, I just had somebody tell me this recently. She's a Christian, but her father had died, and she was grieving. And, you know, there is a time to grieve. But when you grieve too long, a spirit of grief comes in. And then you fall vulnerable, because then a familiar spirit can come, a demon that looks, talks, smells, touches, just like the person who died. And she met a girl, and she was telling this girl about her dad dying and everything. She said, your father has a message for you. And then she began to talk to her about her father and give her this message. And the girl, she said, she was saying things that nobody could have done. I said, no, let me tell you what happened. She's operating with familiar spirits. See, because you've got familiar spirits, family spirits, that has been with your family for centuries. And she is in divination, and her familiar spirits were conversing with your familiar spirits. See, this world up here is more real than we can ever imagine. And there is activity going on all the time that we have no clue to. And we need to know these things. I was glad she brought it up, because I broke it all off of her. And broke that spirit of grief off of her. She said, well, I kind of didn't feel, I don't know, there was something strange about it. I hadn't seen her again. I said, well, that's good, because she was a witch. She's operating in witchcraft. But she's a Christian. Okay. Deuteronomy 18:12, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Okay. So, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me if I was ever involved or my ancestors with the dark arts, the powers from the kingdom of darkness. I renounce every work of Satan. I pledge my allegiance to you, O God, and to the Lord Jesus Christ. I break soul ties with everyone I ever practiced witchcraft with, and send their souls and spirits back to them. And I call my soul and spirit to myself, cleansed and sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to restore my soul and heal my mind. I now break the power of witchcraft off of me and command out of me every spirit that came into me through witchcraft. Now take a deep breath. Go. All witchcraft spirits, go. All spirits from the kingdom of darkness, you go in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I also give leave to all the familiar spirits that attach themselves to me through the practice of witchcraft and the dark art. I now break the curse of death that I brought upon myself and my seed and my seed's seed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is written, Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You're dismissed. Have a good night's sleep. Listen, 6:00 in the morning, prayer meeting. If you came wanting one-on-one prayer, that's the time to get it. Don't stop us between lunch and all that. It's not the same. Got to come at 6 in the morning. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.